easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
I'm tired of waking up to a world full of problems.
It's me, Scott Potter, live and local. I apologize for the difficulties we're having setting up here, but I'm here. And you know what? Today is 2 years, Bray. 2 years. As of today. Been doing the show for 2 years now. And don't you agree, it's never sounded better than right now. I'm at the Grand Sierra Resort. We're here for the huge, massive RV show and sale, which is I'm in the midst of 180 RV vehicles that are up for grabs, and it's perfect timing, folks. I know, you know, it's winter like out there. No real problems driving from what we hear. The roads are okay, but the deal is here as we get warmer. It's the 10th anniversary, once a year, Western Nevada Big Spring RV sell-off event at the Grand Sierra Resort. You're invited. There is free parking, free admission. The gates just opened up right now on display. 80 recreational vehicles. Yes, right, 180. And all have tremendous deals. And one could be yours today, so you can start planning your special getaways once spring is really here. 9 o'clock this morning. You can't miss it. CSR parking area, 2500 East 2nd Street. There's a huge selection of motorhomes. Why am I not in one of these? I have a tent set up in front of them. Camper van, travel trailers, toy haulers, off-road trailers, broken down pickup truck. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's mine. And a whole lot more. And the doors are open. So bring your spouse and your family and by all means, check them out. Experts on hand to answer any question, make any sale easy for you. Woo! So I'm here till noon. Love to meet you. And things have dried up. You know, I got up this morning, I looked outside, uh-oh, snow. But there's no snow on the roads. And I checked, we don't have any major road closures going on at the moment. Even that standoff we had at Adian Rock, it's been lifted overnight. I'll get into that with the news, a lot of local news to share with you on this beautiful Saturday morning. No, it really is. It's very nice. And gosh, 2 years. I just can't get over it. So coming up on the morning show this morning, what is closed on Easter? Also, we're going to get into, our brain health guy, Derek, is coming by at 10:30. Update on the large police presence that closed up Rock Boulevard. By the way, it's open there at Adi. Got some messages about the local dog shooting at Rancho San Rafael that we talked about last Saturday. Let me see. Also, the latest on the bridge in Baltimore. Going to touch on Ronna McDaniel. Ronna McDaniel. No, it's not the clown from McDonald's. It's the former head of the national GOP, which was fired by the mass media, NBC specifically. A lot to talk about the bridge here. Haiti, I got, but a lot of local news too. And I would like to personally talk to you if you come on by to the Grand Sierra Resort. 2 years the show's been on now. 2 years. Where's the confetti? Let me see. Also, Western wear is very big. I'll tell you why. President Biden's suit, his administration suing Apple, the very latest on that. If you have an Apple phone, it's worth waiting for. And the World Happiness Report came out this month. What makes people happy? What works? I'll tell you what makes people happy. A brand new RV at this monstrous sale going on at the GSR. I'm here in the parking lot with a sweater and a coat on. Smart man. And open all these vehicles. You can check them out. And experts here to answer any of your questions. You know what? You pick up one of these today, And then you can just start planning your getaway, you know, the family. These are all the very newest models, and there have been changes in the RV industry. Innovation, amazing things that you've probably never seen before here with 180 vehicles at GSR, Grand Sierra Resort. So when we come back, maybe we'll talk to one of the guys and ladies here answering questions, but also get into all the news that's happening, starting with the local news and states on the weather.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
Okay, we got it going now. I know what you're all thinking. How's this guy managed to stay employed here for 2 years with this? But from here on out, oh, it's going to be perfect. I'm John Potter, live and local. Show is called The Weekend. It is a cold Easter egg hunt day today. You know, it's true. Golf is the adult version of the Easter egg hunt. It's very similar. Costs a lot more. A big deal Easter tomorrow, and oh my gosh, don't forget some places are closed Sunday for Easter, like Best Buy. What? Best Buy closed on Easter? Yeah, it's a tradition there. Also closed on Sunday, Hobby Lobby, Dick's Sporting Goods, TJ Maxx, sorry honey, it's her store, TJ Maxx Home Goods store, Kohl's, Macy's, Lowe's, Marshall's, Michael's closed tomorrow. Nordstrom Rack is closed. Why don't you have more men's clothing? Just saying. Nordstrom Rack closed tomorrow. Office Depot, Target, Sam's Club. And I don't even have to look this one up. Costco is closed on Easter. I would drive by Costco after work on Easter, and you always see the cars entering the Costco parking lot, slowly driving around the near empty parking lot. They stop confused, and then they head to the exit. It happens every Easter. It's worth hanging out and watching. Costco closed Easter, also Memorial Day, and also the 4th of July, Labor Day, and Thanksgiving too.
The Costco
and,
one, John,
and New
is
Year's. Honestly, what?
The Costco one is funny watching all the people who are low on gas going to the gas station and then now having to go find another gas station because they let it get so low.
I've been there. I have been there. I'm a slow learner, you know. You know what? But Costco is so closed with how many holidays is this? 8 holidays a year. Honestly, I wasn't even sure Costco would be open on Good Friday yesterday. I'm not sure about the solar eclipse day either with Costco. And also, here's something you may not know in Carson City. City Hall is closed in observance of Cesar Chavez Day, which is coming up on Monday. Henry's picking up my drenched papers. You know, I thought we were golden today because I thought, hey, at least there's no wind. No, that's here now, too. It's not bad. It's not bad. But, okay, Carson City, City Hall, closed in observance on Monday. It's in observance of Cesar Chavez Day, and every April 1st they do this. It's not a work day for government in Carson City. Carson City government workers have 12 paid holidays a year. Did you know that? Including Juneteenth Day on June 19th and Fred T. Korematsu Day. Paid holiday in Carson City for the government workers on January 30th. That's 12 holidays. Take our money, please. All right. Once again, we're broadcasting live with 180. Well, unless they just sold one, be 179. But this is a massive RV event. As a matter of fact, it's the 10th annual big spring RV sell-off at Grand Sierra Resort. You're invited. We have plenty of free parking, you know that, free admission, and 180 recreational vehicles all have tremendous deals. One could be yours today. Every variation of size and options that you could ever imagine. And the one time to get it is here like today. You can start planning your special getaways once spring is really here. The gates just opened up here. I was the first one in. I checked everything out. I got like six or seven favorites here. There's a huge selection, motorhomes, camper vans, travel trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, 10 trailers, off-road trailers, and more. And all the doors are open. So bring your spouse, bring the family, and check them out. Experts on hand to answer any question and make any sale here easy for you. Derek Lee, a brain health formula is coming by at 10:30. Interesting new news on brain health that I'm going to talk to Derek about, because there are seven things you can do. It just came out in the news. Seven things you can do to stave off dementia. Yeah. Researchers at Oxford just came out with this really interesting report. Local news. Let me see. I want to touch on that big standoff we had, because first thing I thought of when I got up were, how are the roads today? Because I don't know about your place. It was really, the snow was really coming down in the backyard. I have snow covered leaf piles because I just started getting the leaves out. But also the situation out in Sparks. And after we had that very large police presence and a very long street closure that went into last night, Rock Boulevard is open again at Adi Boulevard. And that area was the scene of what is now being described as an officer-involved shooting. Two Sparks police officers were shot after they were called out at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon to Rock between Adi and Greenbrae Drive. Area residents were told to stay in your homes, they said, for several hours. And after the officers were shot, the department reports an officer-involved shooting, but they've shared little else about what happened, like any news about an arrest or the search going on, or if they are searching, or if they apprehended somebody. They do say there's no threat to the public there. They've reported no suspects so far, but they say they're holding a news conference at 10 o'clock this morning to let you folks know the very latest, and the media. So that's 10 o'clock this morning, about 40 minutes from now. The two injured officers, by the way, were rushed to Renown. Nothing too serious. They were later treated and released. But can you imagine being in that huge area, that big neighborhood, and being told to just stay indoors, don't go out, for several hours? And, of course, the major road there, Rock Boulevard, blocked off. We talked about the local dog shooting at Rancho San Rafael on the show last Saturday. I'm still getting comments from some very good folks. John? A dog, the Rottweiler on a leash in a no-leash required area, tells me that this is a dog that's not trained. A dog that doesn't mix well with other dogs and maybe should not be in a no-leash area. And it's trouble waiting to happen, because the dog on a leash will feel more threatened when another dog runs up to him because he isn't free to run. But it's more troubling to me that I'm still reading this. It's not me. But it's more troubling to me that the gun owner turned to shooting the Rottweiler because he also had pepper spray, and the dog was shot as its owner was saying, wait, wait, trying to get it under control. And the report says that he used the pepper spray on bystanders. John, I'm an NRA guy, but you got to be smart to own a gun. Thank you. That's Michael. And you know what? That's the issue. He sounds like the bad gun owner. Sounds like the bad gun owner that ruins it for responsible gun owners. Like, you know, I'm going to take my dog to the park. I got to get my pepper spray and my Glock. That I don't get. If you feel differently, I'd be happy to talk with you in person at the RV sale. That'd be a fun discussion and a motorhome. No, you can come by. I mean, we can talk about anything. Or, you know, if Craig isn't too busy, you can leave a text at 884-9910, and my loyal assistant will read it off to me this morning. If you feel differently about that situation at the park, and a lot of people do, I'd be happy to talk with you, and I'd be grateful for your text or visit, 884-9910.
All right, John, we do have a couple of texts.
Okay, oh, I figured.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
All right, so it says, morning, John. talking about state employee holidays, but there's an article in CarsonNow.org that state employees' insurance is being raised 15 to 50%. Wow, that's a big increase.
Is this one of those deals where this is in lieu of putting money into, like, Social Security?
Well, they have PERS, like, so they really don't, I don't believe they have Social PERS, Security. Right. So, yeah. But, yeah, it's...
I've had many public employees say that. You guys talk about, you know, how much we're making in raises and stuff, but we don't get your Social Security. I haven't checked if, I don't know a whole lot about that. But 15%, you say?
Yeah. 15 to 50. So,
The whole world is going up 15 to 50%. This inflation, which the media doesn't talk enough about, I think is the major issue if for the election, and anything else they're bringing up is a distraction. I don't see the major. Okay, immigration, yes. But inflation is the killer. This is the first generation I think ever had where most people really can't buy a house at the age where people usually get their first home. So anyway, you know what? And in gathering all this information I'm talking to you about, I was gathering it this morning online. Can I say that we've all had enough of pop-up ads? I mean, I get so many, I don't know where to click. And you know what? We hate pop-up ads. And if we hate them more than ever now, I think people are going to grow to hate the companies that advertise via pop-up ads. So sorry, Neptune Society. They'll cremate me somewhere else. I'm not going with you. I don't know. Does Costco do that now too? Do they do burials at Costco? I mean, they have everything else online, and they do sell coffins. So why not? Costco burial. I said it first. The latest on the bridge now, that bridge in Baltimore that was hit by the boat this morning, crews are dismantling the wreckage as investigators are. They're still pouring over to find more crews from the crash. There's also now a big environmental concern over the contamination from what the ship was carrying. You know, 14 of 56 containers they were carrying. Now, they say, you see on the news, they talk about contaminants. You know what they are. Their essential oils, soaps, and perfumes were destroyed. The Francis Scott Key Bridge has stood there since 1977. And that crew of gentlemen on the bridge filling the potholes, sadly, eight of them lost their lives. Two were found. Four are still missing, presumed dead. A tragic turn of events, which also shut down one of America's significant ports. President Biden's campaign says he'll visit there next week. After it happened, the first thing Biden said was that the federal government will pay for this. He said something like, we will rebuild this, and don't worry, we're going to pay for it, and I hope Congress will come together and help me pay for it. I hope both parties in Congress will do it, you know. He's already approved $60 million in aid to clean it up. And why would the government pay for that? Wouldn't the ship owners and the insurance company pay for that? Why does he think we, the American taxpayers, have to pay for this and not the shipping company or the insurance company? Am I crazy? Well, yes, but really, that's a good question. I mean, that bridge was fine. It wasn't going anywhere, so it looks like the boat was at fault. Apparently, there was a malfunction on the ship, lost its power or whatever. When your vessel creates a problem, you get the liability. There are insurance companies for ships. Lloyd's of London used to be one of those. You know, that's how they got started back in the day. This will cost a lot of money. And so the only role of government is to make sure the ship or the insurance company make sure that they pay for what it costs. Maybe the government lawyers who are all working to sue Donald Trump can refocus here. Like maybe just tell Tish James or Fannie Wilson, is that her name? Just tell them Donald Trump owned the boat, and they'll go after him, and they'll get some money. But that way, yes. But Biden says the government will pay for it. And as for why, the answer is fairly obvious, that he's going to be the hero here at the cost of us taxpayers. But the public these days, too many of them are going to fall for that. You know, Joe is on it. He's taking care of this, that narrative. So, okay, text again, 884-9910. Or visit me, set up right at the opening gate to the great RV event here at Grand Sierra Resort. When we come back, we're going to talk about these recreational vehicles with one of the fine people here. And a lot to come. I've just scratched the surface this morning. Oh, my gosh. 2 years, Craig. 2 years.
Huh. It's insane.
I made it. Oh, I tell you, there were days where we were close, right? Come on.
Oh, yeah. There have been a few days where we've been close to saying, okay, pull the plug on this thing.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm used to stuff like that. Okay, we're going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter, live and local, Grand Sierra Resort, where all the RVs are. Travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, motorhomes, Saturday. Today. Come on by. We're open. See you here. I'm here till noon. Got a break for Fox News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM Talk News Time 9:30.
99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Yeah, hello, John Potter, live and local. Show is called The Weekend, live here at Grand Sierra Resort. And we actually get texts and phone calls. Craig can tell me what's what you call in about and what you're texting. But let's take a phone call. And it's my old friend Blake calling in from, where are you, Blake? I missed it. Sparks?
Yeah, I do live in Sparks, but I'm actually in South Reno right now, having a little emergency at work. Just glad I was able to catch the show and able to get in. I just wanted to say thank you. I know it's your 2 years that you've been on the show, and I know you started when I was a salesperson there, and I'm no longer there, and you are, but I'm glad you stuck around, and I'm sure Henry is too, and Jerry, but I just want to say thank you for the honest talks that you have, the conversations, and the different kinds of guests, be paid or, you know, we're trying to spotlight a business or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing like it in Reno, in my opinion.
What a cool thing for you to do that, man. Thanks for the call. Wow. Geez, I'm not so bad after all. That's really cool, man. That's awesome to hear from you, Blake. I appreciate you very much, and we all miss you. Take care. All right. All right. We're going to talk to Matt here once he gets off the phone. 2 years flew by here. Let me think. The biggest problem I've had here is Craig is very upset with me banging on the table. And I think I wrecked four tables so far with my fist banging. I don't know why. I think, didn't Rush Limbaugh do that all the time? I picked it up from somewhere because I don't do that at home.
It's accentuating your points.
Well, that's not what you called it before.
No, it's not.
It's just a bad habit. Matt, you talking to your girlfriend or? No, he's still on the phone. Okay. Hi, how are you? Oh, they're streaming in now. They're looking at those beauties that are sitting here right behind me. Long list of brand names. I didn't know. Oh, there he is. I didn't know there were so many brand names of recreational vehicles. Matt Jacobs, part of the factory team. With which factory, Matthew?
We're with Clips RV Manufacturing, toy hauler manufacturing company, along with travel trailers.
Where is this manufacturing company?
We're based out of Riverside, California.
And this event is so big that you had to come out here.
Absolutely. Coming out to Nevada and hanging out with you people out here is such a great lifestyle that we have out here for you guys to be able to take advantage of.
I see a lot of people who look like they're totally new to the recreational vehicle thing. And first timers, I think I've met coming in here and who are just ready. Young people, you know, for first timers, what do you steer them toward? What's a perfect starting vehicle for somebody who wants to live this awesome lifestyle?
You know, on a starting vehicle, I would suggest at least a half-ton truck. It's going to be able to allow you to take many options depending on the ages. We have bunk houses to full-time live in, all the way to be able to take your toys, all kinds of things to be able to create this wonderful memories of what RVing is all about.
What's the hottest thing now in RVs? I mean, what's the new innovation? What's the what wasn't around here 10 years ago that is super cool that most people have not seen? I mean, there's a lot of stuff, so many electronics on the inside, things that these things can do. I mean, here's a, you got something?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, to be honest with you guys, it's solar. It's allowing you guys to get off grid, to get away from people, to be able to get out there and see the wonderful world that we are actually given, and to be able to create family memories. Like I said, I'm really going to push that heavily. I think that's the most important thing that's out there, is being able to take your family and get them away from the video games and be able to get out there and create memories that they'll carry on to the next generation.
You know what appeals to me is this van life movement that started a couple of years ago, where mainly, of course, retirees, but also working people, they live in a van. They go to, like, when Amazon needs workers, they go to that Amazon plant and live in their RV vehicle, and they can do it. They can do all their mail is sent, electronically. I mean, you could live on email and pay bills electronically and be more mobile now than ever before. How big of a market is the customer base for people who want a vehicle to do that, a van life person?
I would say that that has come quite a long ways over the last few years, and it is a very common thing that we're seeing a lot in the RV industry today. For sure.
It's all self-contained now. They got everything a home can offer you. And look at the home prices now and things like that. And so that's why a lot of people are kind of thinking of something like that. And you could have a permanent vehicle and park either in a community with these vehicles, or just go, you're free as a bird to go to any city you want and get these jobs across the country. I've heard of seniors who go around house sitting around the country.
Even to add to that, you know, as long as there's a bathroom, a place to sleep, and a place to cook, it's a tax write-off. So you also can write off all the interest of the loan for as long as that you have it.
Oh, that's outstanding.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of people are not aware of that. It's mostly towards motorhomes. But I have a couple CPAs that have told me over times that they can still write it off as a second home.
How easy is the financing deal? I mean, what's the, like, lowest down payment that you can do if you have good credit?
Well, the banks usually like to see 30% down, but along with good credit, there's many ways for us to find avenues. Right now, we have special incentives at these type of shows. So a lot of times I always ask people, are you more loyal to your bank or more loyal to your dollar right now? Because at this point, there's a lot of special interest rates that are being offered to where we can make this very affordable for you to be able to create these type of memories.
Toy haulers are appealing because, well, number one, everybody has a lot of stuff, okay? And it could be used as storage and everything like that, but you can take your fun toys, your life, your fun weekend stuff with you wherever you go.
Well, to add to that as well, over the years, I've actually seen a dentist one time put a dentist portable in the back of a toy hauler. I've seen a bike.
What? No, you got
an actual dentist, portable dentist office. Than that they were actually using. I've also seen another time where handicap use it because it makes it easier to be able to get into the coach and be able to have the lifestyle. Last but least, you know, I knew a biker dude that made a tattoo shop in the back shop and took it to Sturgis each year. So there, you know, how creative can you be? Oh, right. Is what you can do with the toy hauler. Plus, yeah, you can take your toys with you and get out there and just get going, folks.
What is it about these micro trailers here, like the one right behind me? It's the Boondock, the teardrop things. Is this kind of fashioned over the tiny homes thing? I mean, who is that for exactly?
Actually, to be honest with you, that's for the guy that's got a little lightweight trailer or a minivan, someone that's under 5,000 pounds and wants to be able to get out RVing. Little 7-wide teardrops is what that market is truly for.
What's inside that?
Oh, gosh, you've got beds inside of there. A lot of times you can open up the trunk. There's a cook nice cook station in the back there, outside shower. You know, you've got rack on the top of it. You can take a generator. You can put a solar panel on the top of there and go into very remote areas.
Take it on a hunting trip or something, and they're super lightweight, so they don't really interfere with the miles per gallon thing. I mean, and aerodynamic, I guess that's why the teardrop, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We want to make sure that it's a nice, comfortable pole for you to be able to get out there, feel safe, and to be able to get into a remote area.
So, Matthew, you're with Eclipse. What does Eclipse, your manufacturer company, what does Eclipse have here today?
Well, today we have the Attitude, which was the number one toy hauler for 10 years standing, and we're on our 20th year. So we've got some new innovations that are actually coming out with a new center island with a teardrop solid rock that goes down to the bottom and a new 15-foot garage. So that's fully enclosed. That way, Mama can still have the front part of the house and Dad can have his garage.
What's your top seller?
Top seller right now, I'd have to say, is our 2814 SAG, which is a fifth wheel. It's going to give you 14 feet of cargo space, full walk-around bed, kitchen, two opposing slides, lots of room for you to be able to, like I always say, they're usually designed for
FM Talk. Radio 99.1 KKL.
All of that here down here with Western Skies.
Thank you, Matthew Jacobs. Appreciate it. John Potter, live and local here at GSR.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth, truth.
Hello, hello, John Potter, live and local, and 2-year anniversary of this morning, Saturday morning show. And you know what? I think sometimes, and this is what I've learned, I think being a radio talk show host, it's like folding a fitted sheet. It's just not happening. Well, it's happening, actually. Anyway, the show is called The Weekend. It's been on for 2 years now, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk Saturday mornings. Thanks for the texts, 884-9910. Our good man Craig in Carson City, what texts have we received, my man?
Well, we've received two texts regarding the dog issue. One, the first texter says, yes, I agree. I have a CCW at 77 years old, and I feel it's necessary. I carry when I take my dog to Idlewild Park. My dog is small. If attacked, my actions would have been to shoot the attacking dog. Thanks, John, for being there for us older folks. The other one from Dave says, on vicious dogs, I live in Golden Valley. Everyone has dogs. New Year's Day, walking my super friendly dog, got attacked by two pit bulls I had never seen. Extremely vicious. One attacked me, one attacked my dog. I did everything I could to fight them off. If I had not had a walking stick, my dog would be dead and I would be mauled. Now I only walk with a gun and taser. I would have shot those dogs dead. And I'm a dog person.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Well, thank you for that. You have to admit, though, that's just an unfortunate ending to what happened. But I think that first email that I got, and I kind of thinking about this, and I never thought of this before, that if you go to a no-leash park like Rancho San Rafael has that area, it is kind of a warning sign if you see a dog with a leash on there, which means the owner doesn't fully trust that dog being in a no-leash park. Not to cast any dispersions on Rottweilers. You know what? I've heard two different distinct things about Rottweilers. Number one, Rottweiler owners say they're cute and cuddly and wouldn't hurt a thing nobody. And I hear the other extreme from people who don't own them. So it's like any breed, you know, you always hear even pit bulls and they're just the sweetest. They wouldn't hurt anything. And who knows what goes on in a dog's mind? Just totally keep your distance. I mean, They can cause real severe damage to you or your pet. I don't know much else. I mean, there hasn't been a whole lot of information. Like the number one question, why wasn't this person arrested on something, shooting off a gun in a public park and, you know, not terribly maimed from what the picture shows. I mean, I don't want to go in on stuff that is that I don't know, that I am not an expert. I don't talk about stuff I don't know, so I'll just leave it there. But we'll take more of your texts and even calls at 884-9910. I like that first text. Well, maybe I do. No, thanks for being there for us older folks.
Well, it sounds like we have lost John for a second here. So, yes.
Black Angus Ranch Burger at Arctic Circle. That's how old I am. You know, and I was reminiscing to somebody about Arctic Circle just yesterday, and they told me, I remember the Arctic Circle on Wells, but they told me, this person told me, Arctic Circle is still in business. It's not here, but they still have restaurants in some places, and I was floored. So I looked it up, and oh my gosh, he was right. Idaho and Utah, and would you did you know there's an Arctic Circle in Elko, Nevada? It just opened like 3 months ago. Although if I went, it would have to be amazingly perfect to live up to my exaggerated rose-colored memories, and you know, nothing lives up to those, right? Nothing does. But the fact that this just opened 3 months ago sounds like, oh, this chain is making a comeback here. I just couldn't believe it. It's never how you remembered, though. You're cursed with memories, so I think I'll avoid it because I don't think it will match my wonderful memories of what it used to be. How's it going, my man? Yeah, hey, Austin, thanks for coming on by. Appreciate it. Austin is one of the fine people here at the 10th anniversary, once a year, Western Nevada Big Spring RV sell-off event at Grand Sierra Resort. And folks, you are invited. We have plenty of free parking and free admission, and we have 180 recreational vehicles, and all have tremendous deals, and one could be yours today. So, Austin, who are you with, Western Skies?
Yes, I'm with Western Skies. I'm the sales manager here.
All right. So what? Let me see. We were here last year. Has anything changed in the industry? Are there any new innovations? I mean, it's a wonderful age we're living in. I can't believe sometimes what I see. Any new innovations or what's the newest thing for RVs so far?
Yeah, I'd say that probably the newest thing that we're seeing a lot of is the lithium technology, and the solar is coming over a lot. So we're starting to see a lot more units that are based more electrical than they are going off run on generators and things like that. So, you know, we have Class B vans that are fully battery powered. And well, not the engine. The engine, of course, you still drive, but the coach itself no longer needs a generator. You can fire it all at batteries, so it's silent, it's clean, there's no exhaust. We're also seeing that kind of coming over to the overlanding category. So the small off-road trailers are becoming very popular. I'd say this is not really maybe new since last year. This has been a couple years, but that's the big trend that's still continuing. A lot of new, really cool kind of off-road, a little more adventurous. We're seeing people want to get away from RV parks and campgrounds and get out and kind of open land a little bit more, national parks, BLM land even, and being here in Nevada, that's what we have an abundance of. So,
you know, with the economy the way it is, those parks are the best deal in town. Now, are you telling me there are models they're making with solar panels already installed on top?
Yeah, I would say, actually, the vast majority of our RVs have at least some solar on them, but they're getting very complex systems now on some of the motorhomes, the small Class B motorhomes, the vans with, like, you know, 900 watt-hour lithium batteries that will have a 3,000 watt generator that can run the air conditioning, the microwave. You know, you can run the whole coach off of batteries without use of a generator or external plugins.
How many brands do you guys sell at Western Skies RV? Because I looked at the list of brands here. I've never seen so many brands for any product out there.
Yeah, I'd have to count. I don't have an exact number of how many I have off the top of my head, but we have lines from Forest River, Heartland, Keystone, Eclipse, Genesis, Forest River, New Camp, Intech, Opus, Encore RV, which is a new brand doing the kind of overlanding stuff, a small one.
How are the granddaddies like Winnebago doing?
Of course, Winnebago, that's one of our big ones. They're always an industry leader. You know, we sell trailers and motorhomes, fifth wheels from them. We carry the full product line. So Winnebago, Coachmen are a couple of the oldest names in the business, and we carry both of those. So, yeah, I don't know offhand exactly how many brands we have, but maybe 20, I mean, something in that range.
Do you have one yourself?
Well, this is kind of always the cheater answer I have to give the customers too. My family owns the dealership here, so we have a lot of rentals and stuff. We always have stuff that I can use, so I don't own one personally, but I do use them all the time.
How about a personal favorite?
That's a tough
one. I know, I put you on a spot with that.
I don't know. I mean, really, it's hard. I grew up in a Winnebago. You know, my dad was a Winnebago dealer for a long time. So that's kind of the nostalgic memory is the Winnebago. But for me right now with like personal lifestyle, I really like the overlanding stuff. I drive an off-road truck and I like kind of that four-wheel nature. So that's kind of my, if I had to pick one, that's kind of where I would go. But
all right, Austin. Hey, thanks. You got to stick by the big W, you know, yeah. Winnebago. Oh, so cool. Thanks, Austin, for talking with us. Appreciate it. We're set up here at Grand Sierra Resort, 2500 East 2nd Street. Real easy, free parking. Come on in and go through. They're all open too. All the vehicles are open, and drive off with one of these. So they'll make a deal for you. I'm John Potter. We'll be back after Fox News and all on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.